News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. The latest polar storm to slam the eastern half of the U.S. is canceling flights along with shutting down governments and schools. The storm that canceled 3,000 flights on Tuesday could dump as much as a foot of snow on southern New England today. It's a tense time in Russia as security officials search for two more women they've identified as Black Widow terror suspects ahead of the Winter Olympics. They believe the Olympic torch relay may be targeted by suicide bomb attacks near the end of the run. Wanted posters are being plastered in areas where the torch will be carried. They warn the women may attack in Rostov-on-Don, where the torch is scheduled to arrive later today while heading to Sochi. Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife Maureen are rejecting yesterday's 14-count federal indictment in which they're accused of defrauding the citizens of Virginia, making false statements and obstruction. The former governor apologized for his poor judgment in accepting gifts and loans from former Star Scientific CEO Johnny Williams, but insists he did nothing illegal. The student that was shot and killed at Purdue University on Tuesday was from Wisconsin. Police say 21-year-old Andrew Bolt from West Bend was a senior working as a teaching assistant in the university's electrical engineering building around noon. A suspect is in custody. Police apprehended 23-year-old Cody Cousins of Warsaw, Indiana on a murder charge. Investigators do not believe this was a random shooting. They believe Bolt was specifically targeted by the gunman. Police have arrested someone they believe is responsible for distributing large quantities of drugs, including methamphetamine and heroin, in Marathon County. We get more from Raymond Newpert.
41-year-old Chi Zhang is being accused of bringing half a pound of meth a week into the Wausau area. He was arrested with a full pound of methamphetamines inside his car. Zhang faces four felonies in the case, including possession with the intent to deliver and maintaining a drug trafficking place. He's currently in jail on a $250,000 cash bond. He'll be back in court for a preliminary hearing January 29th. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
A Rush old woman accused of supplying the morphine that almost killed a relative is facing charges in Portage County. 29-year-old Tanya Pingle is charged with recklessly endangering safety and selling controlled substances. Investigators say a relative took the pills and overdosed, which sent him into a coma. Pills were found next to the man at his Locust Drive residence in Plover when police and paramedics arrived. The former Northwoods medical examiner that reached a plea agreement on criminal misconduct charges last week now faces a civil lawsuit. We get more from Larry Lee.
Former Oneida and Forest County medical examiner Tracy England entered into a plea bargain with prosecutors last Friday on the felony misconduct and public office charge. She will be sentenced for that February 10th, with some of the dropped charges to be considered at sentencing. Now the 46-year-old England is facing a civil suit from the victim's family. Court documents show the family of the person England removed part of a spine from is suing for civil damages. The family of David Olenek filed the suit against England and Oneida County last Thursday, claiming severe emotional disturbance and distress. Walter, Catherine, Kenneth, and Joanne Olenek are the victim's parents and siblings. The suit was filed the day before the plea agreement was reached. A new court date has not yet been set. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A violent Rothschild incident between a man and a woman has led to a Wausau man being charged with several felonies. 27-year-old Michael Spears is accused of several dangerous and harmful crimes last Friday during an altercation with the woman. The complaint says Spears threatened to kill the woman and they tried to strangle her as a child watched. Spears was supposedly going to take the victim to the hospital but refused to let her out of the car. When she escaped, he allegedly caught her and slammed her hand in the car door and drove off, dragging the victim. If convicted, Spears could spend 12 years in prison. The State Natural Resources Board is considering new rules today for how the state handles deer registration, but some tavern owners are complaining that the rules will hurt their business. The governor's so-called deer czar, James Kroll, has recommended a switch to registering deer online or by phone instead of in person. Steve Moran owns Moran's Landing in Nokomis. He says registration brings in a sizable portion of business during the deer season.
I mean, we only make 35 cents for registering a deer. It's not like we're getting rich on that or nothing, but usually most of them, not all of them, but some of them will buy a soda or a beer or have a sandwich or soup or something. And so, yeah, that's definitely going to be a hurt on our business.
A Marshfield woman who's running for mayor continued her fight against the city's plan to install wireless smart meters on homes and businesses. Dorothy Schnitzler spoke with members of the Central Wisconsin Tea Party for about an hour at the Marshfield Eagles Club. She has two concerns about smart meter usage: the lack of privacy with data collected by the meters and the safety of radio frequencies emitted by the devices.
There's no opt-out for anyone in public walking down the street through the thick, strong electric smog caused by smart meters that pulse up to 190,000 times a day, polluting the sidewalk with a carcinogen barely regulated by government or industry.
The Wausau Community Warming Center for the Homeless now has a new facility, and now they need a new coordinator. Diane Borkert has been the coordinator for the project since it began nearly a year ago in a downtown Wausau church. She's not commenting on why she resigned. Catholic Charities of the Diocese of La Crosse has begun searching for a new permanent coordinator. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.